Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jim Lang, certified public accountant, attorney, and IRA and retirement authority. He has written 6 books on the subject matter, including Retire Secure, The Roth Revolution, and The 214,000 Mistake. How to double your Social Security and maximize your IRAs. He is also the president of 2 interrelated companies that provide financial services to IRA and retirement plan owners. And Mr. Lang, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And it's with great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time. So there's been a lot of news about new legislation that may impact IRAs and retirement plans. So what are some of the big potential changes in the proposed legislation for IRA and retirement plan owners? Let's start there as we kick things off today.
Well, there's a little bit of good news and there's a lot of bad news. And we don't know exactly which version is going to pass. There's a House version. There's a Senate version. There will likely be a compromise. So what I would like to do, rather than talk about the exact numbers that will come out of this, I'd rather talk about the concepts, if that's okay. And if you like, I can cover the good news first and then the bad news second. Okay, the good news is that, again, and we don't know what the final law is going to look like, but it looks like they are going to expand the opportunities to put more money in retirement plans, make it easier for small businesses to set up retirement plans and account for those retirement plans, and even reduce the increase the amount of time that these retirement plans can continue to grow before they have a minimum required distribution. So right now, the minimum required distribution is technically April 1st of the year after the IRA owner turns 70. So let's just simplify it and call it after 70. And again, we don't know the exact numbers, but it is likely that age will be maybe extended to age 72 or perhaps beyond. So that's the good news. But do you want to hear the bad news?
Well, we might as well hear the downside, so go ahead and go for it.
All right. The downside is that this could be financial devastation for the families of IRA and retirement plan owners. So let's say that one of your listeners, or for that matter, the parent of one of your listeners, has $1 million in their IRA or retirement plan. So they have been playing by the rules, putting money in retirement plans all along. And then late in the game, Congress changes their mind and said, hey, in the old rules, when you were putting money away and you were relying on these rules, after the death of an IRA owner, the heirs, let's say to keep things simple, the children and grandchildren, could stretch or defer the distributions and the tax on that IRA over their lifetime. So if you leave the money to a 50-year-old heir, he would only have to take out distributions starting with, let's say, 1 over about 30 or less, or maybe a 3% distribution, and continue deferring the income taxes on that inherited IRA for their entire life. Or a grandchild, you could have 50, 60, 70 years of tax deferral. This was a great benefit to middle-class IRA and retirement plan owners. Now, and again, we don't know exactly which version is ultimately going to be law, they're going to say, no, you either have to pay the entire income tax on that whole $1 million, and again, depending on which version, within 5 or 10 years after the death of the IRA owner. So this is really a massive tax on not the multimillionaires and billionaires, but just, say, middle-class folks who have accumulated a $500,000 or $1 million in their IRAs. And people are not paying attention to the downside of this tax law. They're just saying, oh, that's nice. I can put away a little bit more money. It'll be a little bit easier. I'll have a longer minimum required distribution period. But the truth is, if you kind of look in the fine print, this will be a devastating tax on a lot of IRA and retirement plan families.
Certainly appreciate the thorough coverage there. Much appreciated and so important as well. Now, could you give us an idea of what the impact of this law would be for someone with a $1 billion IRA? You did touch on that a little earlier, but get into that scenario a little further.
Yeah, so again, and I'm not going to go into all the assumptions and the interest rates and the tax rates, et cetera, but I'll keep it simple. Let's say that under the existing law, you leave $1 million in your IRA to one of your adult children. And let's assume certain spending for that adult child. And let's take a look at where that child will be at maybe age 80. And there will actually still be $1 million in that account. Now, let's take a look at, again, we don't know exactly which version is ultimately going to pass, but let's just keep it simple and say we have this massive income taxation right after death. Using the same assumptions, the same spending, the same tax rates, the same everything, except having to pay the taxes right after death, that child of the IRA owner, instead of having $1 million towards the end of their life, will have nothing. So we're really talking about what could be a $1 million difference to a family, and people are not paying attention to that aspect of the plan. They're thinking that this is a good thing for middle-class IRA owners, and in reality, it is financially devastating to the families of IRA and retirement plan owners.
Now, you talked about earlier also the proposed legislation. What has to happen for this proposed legislation to become law?
Well, in short, the House has a version. The Senate, as of now, has this in effect on their agenda, but it's not a scheduled vote. But ultimately, the Senate will likely put this to a vote. It looks like it has sufficient support to pass. And if that happens, then there's going to be a House version and a Senate version. And we already know what the two versions look like. I'm not going into those details for the purposes of this call. Then presumably there would be some reconciliation, some compromise, and we end up with maybe some combination or a compromise, or we end up with something. But I think the big picture is it will be a small break for IRA owners and retirement plan owners during their lifetimes, but a massive income tax acceleration at their deaths. That will be the likely bill that will come out of it. Presumably that bill will go to the president, who I think will be happy to sign this bill, and that will become the law of the land. And this is going to have a major impact on IRA and retirement plan owners who are hoping to pass on a portion or whatever is left of their IRA or retirement plan at their death. And it kind of goes the opposite way of the last two tax bills that we have had. There have been massive tax breaks for the multimillionaires and billionaires, both in the reduction of the estate tax with an increase in the exclusion, and then more recently, a decrease in the tax rates. But now, whether it's to make up for it or whether it's completely separate, now they're basically going to tax the heck out of the children of IRA and retirement plan owners.
Certainly some timely information today. We're joined by Mr. Jim Lang, certified public accountant, attorney and IRA and retirement authority. He's also the president of two interrelated companies that provide financial services to IRA and retirement plan owners. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead now, what should our listeners be doing about these potential changes now?
Well, of course, every taxpayer is a snowflake and has their own unique situation. That said, what I am looking at for most of my clients right now is to increase the flexibility of their estate plans. Most estate plans are drafted, I would say, in effect set in stone. And we are including what are called disclaimer provisions that add a lot of flexibility to the estate plan. And that way, depending on the circumstances of where the IRA or retirement plan owner is at death, the survivors can make strategic decisions. This is very important because they keep changing the law, and who knows, even after they come up with the law, who knows when they're going to change that again. So I would recommend, particularly if you trust your spouse or your kids, to have a very flexible estate plan. The other thing that we are taking a very, very close look at are Roth IRA conversions. Now, this is a great year to make Roth IRA conversions anyway because of the newer lower tax rates. But with this law, if our heirs or the children of IRA or retirement plan owners are going to be facing this massive income taxes, the way the numbers work is if we pay some of those taxes now and then let the IRA grow income tax-free for the rest of our lives, our families will be much better off. So I would say the two things that people can be looking at or should be looking at right now, again, we don't know all the details, but in general, would be flexible estate planning and taking a much harder look at Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions.
And speaking of which, should we all consider making additional Roth IRA conversions as soon as this year?
Yeah, I actually think that this year is a great year to do it. Again, we have low tax rates this year. I don't know what's going to happen politically. I think if the Democrats get in 2020, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I am saying that we can probably expect some tax increases. With a Roth IRA conversion, what you're essentially doing is you're buying out your partner, Uncle Sam, at today's rates. If the rates go up and you, in effect, bought your partner out at a bargain rate, that will be wonderful for you. And the way the numbers work out, and particularly with this new law, it will be wonderful for your children or grandchildren or whoever you are leaving your money to after you die. So, yes, 2019 would be a good year for a lot of taxpayers to be looking at Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions.
Certainly some great advice in that regard, and thanks for that. One last question as we conclude today. Should our listeners be changing their estate plans now?
This is what I would say. I already mentioned I like building flexibility into the estate plan. One thing, most listeners probably could do that almost immediately. For people who might have a couple million dollars in an IRA or retirement plan, I might wait until we have the final version of the new law signed and in place, because it might be appropriate for them to do something called a charitable remainder trust. But that may or may not be the best thing, and we're not really going to know that until we know the details of the law. So unless there is some other pressing reason to do a will or a trust, I think it would probably be more prudent for people that have a couple million dollars in an IRA or retirement plan to wait until we have the new law. For most of us, we could probably get working on a revised estate plan that would allow more flexibility to the surviving spouse and to the children.
Well, Mr. Lang, we certainly do appreciate your time and the advice shared here today with this timely information that is important to anyone tuning in. Where can listeners get further information and also be in touch with you?
Well, the best place is to go to our website, which is paytaxeslater.com. Again, that's paytaxeslater.com. We have a lot of resources there and a newsletter, and we actually have a special report on this exact topic that would be of interest to, I believe, all IRA and retirement plan owners.
And certainly sounds like a website to check out for sure. Again, Mr. Lang, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jim Lang, certified public accountant, attorney, and IRA and retirement authority. He is also the president of two interrelated companies that provide financial services to IRA and retirement plan owners. And for more information, visit paytaxeslater.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.